Since the onset of the pandemic, nearly 2 million children between the ages of 5 to 11 caught COVID-19. Over 8,000 of them were hospitalized due to complications associated with the virus, and at least 94 died. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gave final approval of Pfizer-BioNTech's child-sized COVID-19 vaccine and says clinical trials show it's safe for children and 90% effective at preventing COVID-19 infection.
We have followed the scientific process. We have done our due diligence. Please know we have thoroughly reviewed all of the available safety, immunogenicity, and efficacy data before recommending this vaccine for your child. In clinical trials, vaccination was found to be nearly 91% effective in preventing COVID-19 among children ages 5 to 11. In clinical trials, vaccine side effects were mild, self-limiting, and similar to those seen in adults with other vaccines recommended for children. The most common side effect was a sore arm.
She says the vaccine will do more than protect children against COVID-19, citing the adverse impacts the pandemic-caused lockdowns have had on youth. She says the impacts have extended beyond physical health to mental and social well-being, domains in which the vaccine could improve outcomes as well.
There are children in the second grade who've never experienced a normal school year. There are students in middle school who missed out on school sports and extracurricular activities. There are missed proms and homecomings, and too many missed graduations. We have watched as the education gaps that exist in this country have widened as this virus has disproportionately impacted racial and ethnic minority communities. And we have seen the negative impact on the mental health of our youth. We are reminded of the importance of providing children with an environment where they can succeed. Pediatric vaccination has the power to help us achieve healthy, safe, and inclusive environments for our children.
Millions of child-sized doses of the vaccine are on their way to clinics, pharmacies, and doctor's offices. More will be shipped within the next 24 hours. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the vaccine rollout effort involves coordination among state, local health departments, and schools, as well as community-based clinic sites such as at youth sporting events, churches, and museums.
State and local health departments are planning to launch thousands of community-based clinics, including at youth sporting events, fairs, zoos, and community centers. And across the country, schools will partner with vaccine providers to host vaccination clinics, with more than 6,000 clinics at schools being planned before the winter holiday break. Later today, we'll be meeting with governor's offices, state and local health departments, community health centers, and pharmacies as they stand up their vaccination operations. Altogether, starting next week, parents will have approximately 20,000 trusted and convenient locations to get their kids vaccinated.
Scheduling systems for booking appointments to vaccinate 5 to 11-year-olds at CVS and Walgreens are now open, and the Northern California branch of Kaiser opens for child COVID-19 vaccines Thursday. Kaiser says it plans to begin administering vaccines throughout its system on Monday. Parents can search for vaccine administration sites near them by visiting www.vaccines.gov. The list is expected to be finalized by week's end. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Lauren Shapiro.